Thousands have been evacuated from their homes, and at least 8 people were killed as floodwaters continue to sweep through Central and Eastern Europe. Stefan Boss reports.
For many in the Czech Republic, a nightmare has become reality. Parts of cities, towns, roads and railways are underwater as deadly floods devastate this central European nation of some 10 million people. Czech rescue crews have been searching for 4 more people believed to have died in floodwaters that cut power to tens of thousands of households. They aren't the only victims. Police have confirmed that the house collapse claimed 2 lives south of the Czech capital Prague, while an electrician was killed trying to switch off a transformer as a precaution. A woman perished when she was hit by a falling tree branch, and 3 men drowned in rivers or drains around the country. In Prague, patients have been removed from a hospital amid fears they may drown. And the flooding also caused chaos at Prague Zoo. Around 1,000 animals were moved to higher ground after the Vltava River burst its banks late Sunday. Zookeepers had to tranquilize tigers and other large animals in a dramatic overnight operation. The Czech government has declared a state of emergency, deploying 2,000 troops in its rescue drive. Over 8,000 people were already forced to flee their homes as rivers continue to rise. David Lobe is among the rescued residents.
There was order, everyone has to move out, and they are waiting for the final state where the water level is supposed to be about 10.5 meters high.
Additionally, fallen trees have troubled rail traffic across western regions of the Czech Republic, where chemical plants were also shut down as a precaution to prevent dangerous spills seen in heavy flooding in 2002. Deadly flooding has also deluged neighboring Germany, where several people died or remain missing, and Chancellor Angela Merkel was expected to visit flood-stricken areas Tuesday. 2 people are reported dead in flooding in Austria, and another person died in Switzerland. There are now fears of more flooding in Poland, Slovenia and Hungary, where the capital Budapest has already seen several parts underwater and authorities struggle to limit the damage. It's 3 weeks into the summer, but the unseasonable misery for Central and Eastern Europe has just begun. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos in Budapest.